Welcome to another mini episode of Yala Rocks. Today, Zara joins us to talk about the concept of tarab. These are some of my favorite words, words that simply don't have a translation in other languages. Every language has a word or phrase or saying that just doesn't have that direct translation. And while that's beautiful, it can also cause some misconceptions. Join Zara as she talks about what tarab is and answers an oft-asked question. Can you only do it to music by Kalthoum? You can find links to all of Zara's amazing work at thebellydancebundle.com/109.
Hey everybody, this is Zara Dance. Thank you for coming in and listening to me. I'm so happy to have you here. My name is Zara, as I've said already. I'm a dancer that is based here in Cairo. I'm half Egyptian, half English. And I like that mix because I feel that I am able, because I'm of both heritages, from both the Middle East and the West, I like to use that mix that I can understand my Middle Eastern heritage and translate it into English, and so Western audiences or other people of other cultures can understand me. And one thing that I think that is so important for is the topic of my workshops that I'm going to be teaching in Belly Dance Bundle, which is tarab. Now, what is tarab? I don't think, as far as I know, that tarab has a literal translation to English. Tarab is, as most of you may know, a state. It's a feeling that one goes into when dancing to music. Now, often that in the belly dance community is associated with emotional music that's very old, such as Om Kulthum music. And all too often, I see in the outside of the belly dance world, often done by Egyptian teachers, I'm not going to deny that, because I feel there's sometimes a lack of being able to translate, and it's just easier to teach choreography. What I see is when people go to teach tarab, they teach a choreography to a very emotional piece of music. And I'm here to tell you that isn't tarab. Just because you dance to an emotional piece of music does not mean you're going into any higher state of emotion. Of course, if you dance to an emotional piece of music, it's more likely that you'll go into a state of high emotion. Now, going back to the definition of tarab, I believe tarab to be a state of mind, which is close to, and the only word I can imagine in English that's close to it is like ecstasy. It's like going out of body. It's like an almost drug-like state into the music and the song. And it's not just a state that you yourself go in. If you're in true tarab, it's a vibe of the whole room. It's like you, the audience, your audience, and your music or song, band, singer, all of you kind of rise up through the art of music, through the feeling of the music, through the vibe, the moment, to be present in the actually present in the very moment that you're in, fully embracing it. Can you imagine not thinking about anything else and being fully present in the moment of ecstasy, of the song, of the music, of the moment? That is tarab. And I believe it's like almost connecting to the field that connects all of us, to like embodying this field. I believe that there's like a field that connects all human beings, and we're all part, all one in a way. And I believe that when you go into tarab state, you really open yourself up to that field and be, really embody it and become it. And like I was saying, it's a connection between you, the music, you, the audience, you, the song, the band, what's going on. It's like you're bouncing off of each other. The band starts playing, the singer says this, he repeats that, you do this move, the drummer hits the beat with you, he sees that you're going faster, you go a little bit faster, the audience start singing, everybody gets emotional, things slow down, you all slow down. It's like you all become one. I believe we're all one anyway, but when you go into tarab, you're more aware of that. That's what I really believe tarab to be. Now, all too often, as I was saying before, unfortunately, I think that's a hard thing to come and teach. How do you come and teach that? It's easier instead 2, pick a song that often people go into tarot with, which is Omukasum, because it has very emotional, strong riffs of music, very emotional words, very poetic. Her voice has a resonance that kind of takes you there already. And there's a lot of nostalgia with the song, with Egyptians and Arab people. So when you have that nostalgia, it's easier to lose yourself in the music. It doesn't mean that tarab is necessarily or exclusively for Omukasum or old songs. You could easily go into tarab to a modern song, and we see this a lot in, if you go clubbing in Egypt, some of these mahraganat singers, shabi especially, more than mahraganat, they always have something called the mawal. This is like a spoken piece of poetry, and this is all done improvised. They might have like a kind of idea what they're going to sing or speak. It's like between singing and rapping. It's not rap, it's not singing, it's like spoken poetry with tune, and they talk and everybody's bouncing off each other, and they may have a script to it, but they change it. They can see the audience. When the audience, when they go everybody goes and then everybody goes into this state of tab. Everybody's hearing the song, hearing the mawal, hearing the spoken poetry. This man or this singer, this person is talking about their issues, talking about that. You get this a lot in shabi music, in mawal, and the mawal is a real strong part where people go into tarot. People are sitting there drinking their drink in the bar, smoking, and they're like relaxed and they're feeling the issues. What that man sings about, I feel in my heart. We almost, like I said, connect, become one, realize the field or the connection between us is nothing. We are all one. And the music again goes and vibes and improvises with this. And I want to say a key thing here, a word that I've used, improvisation. Truly, if you're doing a choreography to a song, are you really in the moment? You need to be improvising. That's another key thing, and why I feel so frustrated that tarab workshops too often are not teaching tarab. They're teaching completely the opposite. They're teaching 1,000,000,000 steps in a fast choreography to a very emotional piece of music, complicated. And nobody's even breathing in the song or even listening to it. It's just lots of stepping, never feeling it. Now, what I hope to achieve in my workshops, how do you teach this? How do you teach a state of mind? I can't click myself and tell you that you go in state of mind. But what I hope to achieve in this workshop is that I will take you through exercises that I hope make you have aha moments. Oh, really? Oh, I get what you mean. Those kind of moments to make you stop, think, and consider, because you can, I won't say train yourself to go into tarab, but make yourself more susceptible and ready. Allow, that's the thing. Allow and give yourself permission to go into tarab. Because if you're not willing to go, let go of all inhibitions, all worries, all let go of the choreography even. If you're not willing to let go of that, how can you fully be in the moment? And you need to allow yourself. And we're going to be working on exercises that give you confidence to allow yourself, understanding of what you should be aiming for with tarab. And I would say, even if you're not going into such a deep state, even just all belly dance should have that sense of tarab, even if it's not even into a deep, deep, deep state. But that emotional connection, that real life connection to the field that connects us all, that makes dance art, music art, and not just sound or movement like sport or a gymnastic kind of thing. It makes it meaning, artistic. So guys, I hope that you have understood a little bit more about what I'm going to be doing. I hope to see you in Belly Dance Bundle. I'm looking forward to the workshops. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I cannot wait. I'm honored. Thank you to everybody in the Belly Dance Bundle team for hosting me. Thank you for taking the time out here to listen to me today. I hope you're as excited as I am. I hope I've inspired you to take the workshops. I hope I've inspired you to sign up to the bundle. I think it's a great deal in general, not just my workshop, but many more. I love you all, and I'll see you all in the workshops. Bye.